Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to talk a little bit about my own experience with anxiety, chronic worry and things like that, because I know I put up a post on Facebook last week about how I've dealt with chronic worry, how anxiety has bothered me in my life. It was also one of my most rated blog posts and videos that I posted. So if you haven't checked out those videos on YouTube and on Facebook on anxiety, definitely check those out from my own experience and my blog post on how to deal with anxiety. I actually built a full section on anxiety and how to deal with worry into my book because it has such a major effect on your actual fitness goals and the amount of cortisol and stress that your body's producing, and how some of the practical tips that I've used to deal with it and how I've built nearly a mindset that allows me to cope with it so much better. So today's episode is going to be largely focused on my own history with anxiety, with chronic worry, and the practical tips that I apply day to day that if it's something you suffer with, that hopefully it'll help you on your journey. And I assume if you're listening to this episode, you've had worry at some stage in your life. As I got older, I realized that anxiety and worry is something that everybody suffers with, regardless of what it looks like and whether it's chronic for some people and they have it every day. Other people have it day to day when somebody screams at them or they have a fight with their partner or their boyfriend or their girlfriend, and you get anxious and you get worried. And it doesn't matter what stage of life you're at and what your circumstances look like, that everybody suffers from this. So to give you a little bit of background for me, in terms of my anxiety, largely for me was down to different foods that I ate and different thoughts that I had. When I started to delve into my fitness career about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I started to research a lot about the central nervous system, the physiology of the body, and basically how things like stress and cortisol and different hormones in the body had a negative or positive effect on your mood and on the way you felt. So for me, it's something that I've dealt with on and off for probably my entire life. This has been probably the best year, 18 months, 2 years that I've had, because I've learned different triggers and different strategies that have supported me in nutrition, in training, in supplementation. And I'm going to cover it from that angle today because it's practical things that I use, that I've done, that have worked really well for me. Firstly, understanding for anxiety for me was understanding that there was different types and different causes from a physiological point of view. In our brain, we have the amygdala, which is basically, it's like an almond-shaped part of our brain. Amygdala is the Latin word for almond. And it's basically our fight or flight response. So anytime your amygdala gets triggered, it's a fight or flight response. So if you're getting anxiety or worry from a song or a smell or for no reason, that's literally just coming on all of a sudden, it's normally an amygdala-based anxiety that's coming on. And it's very hard to control because it's literally your body's survival mechanism kicking in. You know, if, for example, they've done studies where people will see perceptions of ropes on the floor and think it was a snake. And that's your amygdala, that initial fear that you see and you think it's a snake or a spider or whatever it is, and evolutionary psychology, things that we're evolved to be scared of, because obviously once upon a time they would kill us if we were bitten by a snake. So our amygdala will fire off and it will cause an anxious and a cortisol and a fight or flight response in our body. So knowing that amygdala-based response to anxiety is one, and then neocortex, which is the front of your brain, the thinking part of your brain, is two. That's like when you're worrying about what you're going to do tomorrow, what are you going to say at your meeting, about that presentation you need to give, about the conversation you need to have with your spouse or your partner, all these contextual worries that you have in your day-to-day life, that's neocortex-based anxiety. They're two very different forms of worry and anxiety. I like to think of anxiety and worry as two sides of the same coin, so I'll use them interchanged in this entire episode. But in terms of amygdala based, that's fight or flight response. It's initial, you don't have full control. It's your evolutionary way your body's going to respond in a fight or flight response. Your neocortex based anxiety is you overthinking. And there's ways to calm down both. Amygdala is a little bit harder because you got to delve into your, basically into your subconscious mind and understand what's causing it. So if there's certain songs, normally I know smells of I'll have perfumes from previous girlfriends that when, as soon as I smell that perfume, it reminds me of that girl. And that's all of us have that. We have songs that bring us back to that moment in time. And that's normally your amygdala kicking in. It's giving you your memories through that. So knowing that, it delves a little bit deeper, but the one that I try and control myself is your neocortex-based anxiety, which is your overthinking in your day-to-day. What if I don't have enough money in the bank? What if I don't say the right thing to this conversation, to this person I'm having? And all the needless worries that we have in life is normally based through our neocortex-based anxiety. So understanding those two differences supported me a lot to know that it wasn't weird the way I was feeling, because when you feel anxious and worried for no reason, you start to think you're weird and that it's only you, but you don't realize that everybody else feels that way at some stage in their life and everyone has different triggers. So understanding that, I've read a great book, I can't remember the author's name, but it's called Rewire Your Anxious Brain, which talks about the neuroscience behind the amygdala-based anxiety and the neocortex-based anxiety. So for more information on that, definitely check out that book. But understanding that there was two different sides allowed me to put strategies in place. I realized that anything that was amygdala-based, that was instant and fight-or-flight response instantly, I couldn't really control that, because you can't control the way that your body automatically responds through evolution. But you can control your neocortex-based anxiety, the thoughts about what's going to happen the next day. There's a great book by Dale Carnegie called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, where he talks about simple strategies for how to deal with worry and anxiety. And he talks about living in self-contained compartments, where you literally live in this present moment in time. And that's something that has supported me a lot. When you think about it logically, worrying about the future is literally worrying about an event that hasn't happened yet. When we worry about the past, we're worrying about something that we literally cannot change. But when you just live in your actual moment at this present time, you tend to not worry as much, because worry tends to come from the thoughts of the future. And I know myself, and I'm one of my greatest probably gifts that I like to, that have supported me in my own journey and through my business and my fitness career and all the things that I've done, is my ability to envision the future as if it was already here. I can see things, and that they, where I am now was once just a vision of where I wanted to be. And one of those strengths that I have is being able to see those things as if they were here. So with my plans for the next 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, I'm just waiting for reality to catch up, because I've already decided that that's what's going to happen. And that has been one of my greatest assets in my entire life, but it's also been one of my biggest crutches, because it means that I'm constantly living in the future and I'm constantly thinking about things that may or may not happen, which causes a state of anxiety, it causes a state of stress, and it gets me wound up for no reason other than progressively thinking about what's going to happen in my business, in my personal life, with Holly, with my family, and all these different areas that don't support me going forward in any way, shape, or form. So what I found living in day-tight compartments, like Dale Carnegie says, when I find my mind drifting to the future and worrying about things that haven't happened yet, I try and bring myself back to, right, I need to be present and worry about what's in front of me right now. You know, there's a big difference between fear and worry, or fear and anxiety. Fear is the actual fear of, there's a great acronym I love, it's false evidence appearing real, is an acronym for fear. And that fear is something that, like if there's a saber-toothed tiger or a snake in front of you, that's fear, because your amygdala is going crazy, your fight-or-flight response is going off like crazy. That's fear. Anxiety is worrying that there may be a snake in the next room, or there may be a saber-toothed tiger around the corner in that bush. That's anxiety. They're two very different things, and understanding that as well gives you a little bit of context in terms of how to deal with it. For me, what has supported me on my journey is living in those day-tight compartments and trying to bring myself back to the present every time I feel my mind wandering to the future. And I'm not going to lie, it's something I struggle with, because it's not a natural way for me to think. I naturally live and think about what's going to happen next. It's one of the reasons I've been very subjective. Success is subjective in each person's eyes. But for me, I've been successful in what I've wanted to achieve, and I've hit goals that I've wanted to. So for me, that's success in my eyes, but that's subjective to each person. But I've been successful, quote unquote, in my life because I've been able to see what's in front. I've been able to vision the future, but that's also led me to some miserable nights where I can't sleep because I'm worried about what's going to happen the next day. And it's a horrible way to live your life. So I find pulling myself back really supports that. Now, the last couple of practical tips that have really supported me comes down to the basic of fitness, your training, nutrition, and your supplementation. For me, train is one of the biggest stress relievers and anxiety crushers that is out there. When you train, your body nearly get disconnected from the world, and you're releasing your dopamine, your serotonin, those happy hormones and neurotransmitters are going to make you feel better and reduce your state of anxiety. I find that if I'm getting caught up, and I've had moments in my life when I've literally been so stressed out, when I used to be teaching and we'd have meetings and evaluations, I used to get so stressed out that I would just leave and go to the gym and I'd feel a million times better after. And then I was able to tackle an issue from a completely different angle because I wasn't stressed out about it. When you get stressed, your body releases a stress hormone, cortisol, and a little bit of cortisol is fine. When you're in a training state of cortisol, your body releases cortisol, which releases glucose from the cells and gives you an energy source while you train. But chronic stress where you're worrying and anxious is really, really bad for your body. It's just constantly sending you into a state of anxiety and a state of worry that is a horrible way to live your life. So training, and whatever that looks like for you, your training may be, you know, a 10-minute walk. You know, that may be what training looks like for you. For me, I go to the gym or I'll do a home workout or I'll go for a cycle or I'll go for a run. It doesn't matter what that looks like for you, but knowing that there's a system or a style of exercise out there that's going to support you when you feel those times of stress coming on. That some of the best decisions I've ever made in my life have came from states of anxiety where I've gone and trained and then I've had this aftermath of clarity after I've trained. So my advice would be, regardless of what that looks like for you, build some form of training into your lifestyle, and it's going to do massive things to support any worry and anxiety that come into your life, because it's going to give you a good cortisol release, which is going to allow your body to release dopamine, serotonin, and all these things that make you feel better and just make you a bit more clarity of mind. The next thing then is your nutrition. The more I delved into nutrition and diet, the more I realized how much of an effect it had on my anxiety and on my worry. There are certain foods and trigger, I call them trigger foods, that are going to send your body into that state of fight or flight. So if you have an allergic reaction, or if you have an intolerance, or there's certain foods that have chemicals like preservatives and additives and different sweeteners that are going to send your body into an automatic state of fight or flight, that is automatically going to make you more anxious. It's going to make you more worried for no reason. I've worked with people, and I the reason I'm so clear on this is because it was something that bothered me for so long. When I used to compete in the world of competitive bodybuilding and fitness modeling, and I did that whole world, I used to eat so many protein bars, diet drinks, different sweeteners, the Walden Farm syrups, all these different preservatives and sweeteners, and putting all this artificial shit into my body that was making me so edgy and anxious. It was constantly sending my body into a state of fight or flight, and I had fooled myself into thinking these foods were going to support me. You know, Epicurus says, don't fool yourself and you're the easiest person to fool. And that's something that I have to constantly bring myself back and remind myself when I think I've made the decision on something and go, okay, am I fooling myself here? Because I had literally convinced myself, no, these foods are good. There's protein in this food. There's no calories in this food. And I had convinced myself that these things were good for my body. And I talk about this on my Snapchat regularly when people ask me about protein bars or diet drinks. I'm like, have your protein bar and have your diet drink and have all of these things. Just be aware that they're not optimal for your body and you may have a response to them. You know, if you're getting really edgy and anxious or really bad cravings in the day and you've had loads of artificial sweeteners and preservatives during the day, there's probably a link there. You know, I know myself that anytime I eat a protein bar now or anything that has too many preservatives and additives in it, I get a really bad state of anxiety that night or the next day. Sugar does this to me as well, a little bit of dairy and wheat. These things that are, these are triggers for me. And I've spotted my triggers and I know what foods are going to cloud my mind and make me feel fuzzy the next day. I know if I have chocolate with Holly on, you know, Saturday night, or I have ice cream with her, that I'm going to be a little bit cloudy on Sunday. My brain might just, I just get a bit of brain fog, which can sometimes lead itself to anxiety because I get anxious that I can't think and retain information as well. But once you understand that that's happening, you don't get stressed out about it, and then you don't have this negative feedback loop of, why do I feel horrible? And then beating on yourself because you can't remember stuff and can't think properly. I know that if me and Holly have ice cream on a Saturday night, I'm not going to retain information the next day as well as I would if my brain was clear, because sugar, dairy, wheat, these kind of foods clog my mind and they give me brain fog because they're trigger foods for me. But what I would advise is, everybody's digestive system is different. Everyone's intestinal tract is different. Find out what are trigger foods for you. Is there foods you're eating that are making you anxious and making you worried for no reason the next day? There's been so many people I've worked with in my online program that we've gone through foods that they eat and I'm like, okay, try cutting this out for a week. And they're like, anxiety disappears. So many of my testimonies that have came back from people are, my anxiety's gone, my worry is gone, thank you. And it's down to a little bit of mindset stuff, but also cutting out those fight or flight foods that can send your body into a state of constantly stressing out and cortisol response because your body doesn't know how to digest these trigger foods. They look different to everybody. There are some ones that are going to bother everybody. Your e-flavorings, your preservatives, your additives, they're going to have an effect because your body's not evolved to digest or understand what those foods are. So they're going to have a negative effect for everybody. But there may be other trigger foods. If you're gluten intolerant or dairy intolerant or sugar intolerant or whatever it is, those foods may be triggered for you as well. So just have an eye out and watch for those. The last thing then is supplements. This is where I have a little bit of a catch-22, because during my competing days, I used to use a lot of fat burners and I used a lot of supplements and a lot of shit that I used to put into my body to try and look good for a certain date for stage so that I could win this competition or get a pro card in this show or all the stuff that meant so much to me at the time that looking back, is it now? I don't know. I wouldn't change my path. But I feel I would have done it in a healthier way had I known that the state of fight or flight that my body was going in from the amount of caffeine and stimulants I was taking, that I was lucky to catch that when I did so that I didn't have any long-term effect on it. But for me, there are certain supplements that you need to watch out for that are going to send your body into a state of fight or flight that are going to cause anxiety and they're going to cause worry for no reason. Anything that is loaded with caffeine or any stimulant, automatically by its nature, caffeine runs off the beta 1 receptor. There's other stimulants that work off the beta 2 receptors. They're going to send your central nervous system, literally like someone taking a jackhammer to your central nervous system, and they're going to send your body into a state of fight or flight. The reason I use so many fat burners was because when you're trying to cut down and you're trying to get your body fat lower, and there's better ways of doing it now, and it's what I incorporate into my programs, but the reality is I was just trying to get it down through eating not that much food and using stimulants to get my energy up. Because what happens when you're eating low calories, your energy drops and you still need to train 3-4 hours a day, which is what I was doing, which nobody needs to do. And you can get incredible results doing 20, 30, 40 minutes a day. But I lived in an excess at that stage in my life and I've learned from it. And I see there's a better way to do it now. But in terms of at the time, I was training 3-4 hours a day. I was loading my body with stimulants. I was loading my body with fat burners. And it was sending me into the highest state of anxiety and worry. So it was having two effects. One, it was sending my central nervous system into a state of where I was constantly panicked and worried and anxious about the littlest of things. And second, because of the half-life of caffeine, which is normally about 10 hours, which means that it's in your system when you're going to bed if you have it too late in the day, I wasn't sleeping. So what was happening was in the middle of the night, I'd get up to go to the toilet or I'd wake up because of a noise and my body would think it was morning time and I'd jump up out of bed and be like, okay, it's ready at 2 a.m. because your body was in such a heightened state of fight or flight that as soon as you woke up, your body thought it was daytime and you were up. And then what happened was you weren't able to go back to sleep, which means you were wrecked the next day, which means you needed to take more stimulants to get your energy back up so you could train or go about your day. And then you'd have that negative effect all over again. And be aware that there's certain supplements, certain fat burners, particularly the very, very high caffeine fat burners or very, very high stimulated fat burners that can have this effect in your body, which can negatively affect your sleep. And all the studies that have been done that I've read on anxiety and worry are normally down with people that are quite sleep deprived, because you have this state of either anxiety or central nervous system stimulated based anxiety where you can't sleep. And then you have this knock-on effect where you're worried you can't sleep, then you're worried you can't sleep, and then you wake up the next day, you're tired, and then you're taking stimulants to try and keep your energy up, you're taking sugary foods to try and keep you awake and keep you up, and then you have this knock-on feedback loop and the cycle continues. So it's something that's worth considering because it affects so many people, and it's one of the reasons I don't use fat burners, that I don't use fat burners with people I work with. I love green tea extract for an elevation metabolism. I love L-carnitine tartrate to help push my fat cells into the mitochondria to be burnt as fuel. I like CLA to a degree, even though it takes about 6 weeks to kick in. And I like caffeine by itself when timed properly. I think it's a great fat burner. But the thing is with some of the over-the-counter fat burners, they have other stimulants in there that your body just takes such a pounding. You know, there was the diethylmethylene 1.3, which is now banned, which was in all the fat burners because it massively cut your appetite. So people would take it, their appetite would drop way down. I remember taking it in pre-workouts and I wouldn't be able to eat for 4 or 5 hours after my workout because my appetite was so suppressed. But then you have that rebound effect when you come off it, where your brain is cloudy because you haven't been eating your food post-workout, and you find your energy level is starting to sap, and then you're rebounding out the other side because you're trying to make up for the food that you missed the day before. That's another effect that fat burners can have, is that effect on appetite suppressant, where you're not hungry for a day, and if you massively undereat for a day and you then don't take that ingredient the following day, you're going to be ravenous that entire day, and then that tends to set you back because you lose all the benefits of metabolism boosting from normal spacing of meals or whatever that looks like for you, keeping your blood sugar stable and all these other things that you can get benefits from eating spaced out meals, steady energy, cleaner energy through the day, reduction in body fat through blood sugar stabilization, all these other things that you tend to miss out on if you go a full day without eating because you're loading up on fat burners. So it's something to keep an eye on top of the effects it'll have on your anxiety, your stress, and your worry. So they're kind of my main tips in order to look out for. What has supported me more than anything else is living in that day-tight compartments where you're literally just focused on the right now, and you pull yourself, when you start to worry about the future, you pull yourself back to the present. When you're starting to worry about the past, things you cannot change, you pull yourself back to the present, and then be aware that training is a great meditator for reducing anxiety and reducing stress, making sure your nutrition is on point, that you're not including those trigger foods, and then avoiding supplements that are definitely going to send your body into a state of fight or flight and increase your anxiety. So I hope this supports you massively. For any more information about me, head over to my website on www.briankeenfitness.com. If you want any information on my top 50 online program or my GA Lean Body program, where you can improve your performance and build the physique you want, head over to my website. My newsletter is on there. My blog is there too. And for my Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, it's all on Brian Keen Fitness. And my Snapchat, BrianK019, where I open up every day for questions back and forth. So be sure to check out my Snapchat. That's my most active platform at the minute. A massive thank you to Cullum over at Voxonic, puts together all my podcast episodes. So anyone that wants to get the podcast done, definitely head over to Cullum. And a massive thank you to everyone again for downloading. Catch you guys next week.